More of Millie Molly Mandy by Joyce Lancaster Brisley. Read by Catherine Press. Chapter 1. Millie Molly Mandy gets up early. Once upon a time, one beautiful summer morning, Millie Molly Mandy woke up very early. She knew it was very early because father and mother were not moving. Millie Molly Mandy's cot bed was in one corner of father's and mother's room. And she knew it was a beautiful summer morning because the cracks around the window blinds were so bright she could hardly look at them. Millie Molly Mandy, whose full name was really Millicent Margaret Amanda, knelt up on the foot of her cot bed and softly lifted one corner of the blind and peeped out. And it was the most beautiful, quiet summer morning that ever was. The doves in the dovecote were saying, "Coo-oo-oo-oo," to each other, in a soft, lazy sort of way. And the hens round the henhouse in the field were saying, "Crook-crook," to each other, in a soft, busy sort of way. And old Marmaduke the cock was yelling, "Doodle-doo," to everybody, at the top of his voice. Only it sounded soft, because he was right on the other side of the barn. "Well," said Millie Molly Mandy to herself, "it's much too beautiful a morning to stay in bed till breakfast time. I think I'll get up very, very quietly, so's not to wake father and mother." So Millie Molly Mandy slid out of bed very, very quietly, and she slid into her socks and into her clothes as far as her petticoat. And then she crept to the washstand, but she didn't think she could manage the big water jug without waking father and mother. So she took up her shoes and her pink striped cotton frock, and she creepy crept to the door and opened it, only making just one tiny little click. And then she creepy crept down the stairs, without disturbing grandpa or grandma or uncle or auntie, into the kitchen. It looked funny and dark in the kitchen, for the curtains were still drawn. Topsy the cat jumped off grandma's chair and came yawning and stretching to meet her. And Millie Molly Mandy had to stoop down and let Topsy the cat dab her little cold nose very, very lightly against her warm cheek for good morning. And then Millie Molly Mandy went into the scullery to wash. But when she turned on the tap, she suddenly thought of the brook at the bottom of the meadow. So she just washed her hands and neck and saved her face to wash in the brook. And then she put on her frock and shoes and softly unlocked the back door and slipped outside. It really was a most beautiful, fresh morning, full of little bird voices, and Toby the dog was making little thumping noises in his kennel because he had heard her and was excited to think somebody was up. So Millie Molly Mandy ran and let him off the chain, but she held his collar and whispered, "Hush, Toby, hush, Toby," very sternly, until they got as far as the meadow. Then she let him go, and Toby the dog barked and capered, and Millie Molly Mandy, with the breeze in her hair, ran hoppity-skip down to the brook through the long grass and dewdrops that sparkled all colours in the sun. The water looked so lovely and clear and cold, rippling over the stones, that Millie Molly Mandy couldn't decide all at once which was the nicest spot to wash her face in. So she was walking along beside it a little way, when suddenly whom should she see in the next field? But little friend Susan, up early too.
"Susan!" called Millie Molly Mandy.
"Millie Molly Mandy!"
called little friend Susan.
"There are mushrooms in this field."
So Millie Molly Mandy and Toby the dog ran and clambered through the railings into the next field. And there were mushrooms in that field, for Millie Molly Mandy nearly trod on one straight away. Only she just didn't. She picked it and ran to show it to little friend Susan and say,
"Fancy you being up so early, Susan."
And little friend Susan ran to show Millie Molly Mandy her three mushrooms and say,
"Fancy you being up so early, Millie Molly Mandy."
Then they searched all over the field together, but they didn't find any more mushrooms. And then they came to another field, and suddenly whom should they see in the middle of the other field but Billy Blunt, up early too.
"Billy!"
called Millie Molly Mandy.